Right now, it's time for the May edition of Mondays with Mike. Each month, WPR director Mike Crane visits either Central Time, the Larry Miller Show, or the Morning Show to talk about what's happening on and off the air. This time, we're taking a look at some special programming and live events, and we're marking a big milestone for NPR and some awards for the WPR News Department. And you can join us at 800-642-1234 with your questions and comments. Let us know if there's a particular show or type of show you want to hear on WPR. Maybe there's a program you want to hear less of or at a different time, or just have a question about what we do and why we do it. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mike Crane is with us now. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Well, let's start on a short time horizon. Tomorrow, the State of the Tribes address, tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. We're very pleased to be able to bring it to everybody on both WPR networks and online at WPR.org. It's the 17th annual State of the Tribes event, and Keely Boltina and Dean Kinetter from our staff are going to be hosting, and President John Johnson Sr. of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is going to give this year's speech. And some people may not know about this. The State of the Tribes is a tradition that grew out of a need realized by the tribes and by the Wisconsin legislative leadership to improve communications between our governments. And so we're very glad to be able to bring that to you live. Again, that's tomorrow at 1.
And I also want to call attention to some ongoing things we're bringing out from Wisconsin life, pieces about members of the military from around the state. What can we expect?
Well, this has been really interesting. We had to, as they say, Rob, punt a lot with this, because the original idea was that the StoryCorps folks would come to Wisconsin to record people that are veterans from Wisconsin in their Military Voices Initiative. And we ended up accomplishing it with a lot of extra work. And Tyler Ditter and Maureen McCollum produced a number, including one about how a Merrill veteran's military service led him to a pastoral vocation, and a few others on reflections on life in the military. And I think we have a clip. Is that right?
We do. Let's give a listen. Here it is.
The most scariest experience of my entire life is just feeling the shockwave of this ginormous IED just going off. And with my desperate measures, I pretty much said to God, if you can get me out of Iraq alive, when I come back to Wausau, I'll do whatever you want me to do. It was for me to realize that I'm no longer in control of my life, and I have to turn things over to the Lord.
And that's veteran Yao Yang. I've met him a couple times, actually, thanks to Rick Ryer, our regional manager in Wausau. Mike, our WPR staff members working on this. People can find him at wisconsinlife.org. Another great thing we're doing here with Wisconsin Life and partnering with groups like StoryCorps.
That's right. And we've just loved StoryCorps forever, and our listeners tell us the same. And Wisconsin Life has embraced this particular idea. That's, you know, personal storytelling, whether it's StoryCorps or Wisconsin Life. And we're really happy to be partners with them.
And before we go to our callers, Mike, at 800-642-1234, a big birthday for NPR. Can you tell us about that big milestone?
Yeah, it's funny. NPR is celebrating their 50th anniversary. The date they chose, looking back at their history, was last Monday, May 3rd. And as an organization that has more than 100 years of history, they seem quite young to us, I suppose. But just a remarkable history, and they're telling it online. You can look it up at NPR.org. And a couple of shout-outs to the influence that WPR has had on NPR. We had a number of founding board members over the years, other board members. Bill Simmering is the person who wrote the purposes of NPR. He was the first program director, and he started here at what people then would have called WHA, which is one of our stations, and he was a high school student at the time. Jack Mitchell, one of my predecessors as director, was the person who was running All Things Considered, or leading it. And the theme music for All Things Considered, both the original and the tune that we're more familiar with now, were written in my office, as a matter of fact, by Don Vagley, who was the music director and quite a creative person in so many ways. And so that, you know, that's Don Vagley. And he was doing it right here in Vilas Hall.
And Jack Mitchell did bigger and better things, too. He actually was instrumental in creating the Ideas Network. Really,
that's
more
right.
Important than NPR, Mike, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, there is a point to that, Rob, which is that one of Jack's ideas, and he had a bunch that caused the formation out of parts we had and others we had to create of the Ideas Network, and that was that there is an opportunity for the voice of the people to be reflected more. Public radio is often thought of as a music place, of course, or for in-depth news that's had lots of editing, and they call it sound rich, but the rich sound of the Ideas Network comes down to our guests and our callers. And that was Jack's insight that would be something unique and valuable to the state of Wisconsin.
It's Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane is with us, the big boss here at WPR. And speaking of calls from listeners, we want them now at 800-642-1234. Call in with your questions about what happens here on Wisconsin Public Radio, your comments, suggestions, critiques, you name it, 800-642-1234. And let's go to your calls now. Clyde is with us in Denmark. Clyde, hi.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for having such good original programming most all the day. What I'm upset about is in the morning program, you are repeating an hour from the day before. And for over 30 years, I've been listening, and we've had good original programming for 3 hours in the morning. If somebody wants to listen to the day before, they can go online if they have access to a computer. I'm just very upset that perhaps if you could only do 2 hours, maybe we should get a program from somewhere else that's original programming.
Clyde, thanks a lot for the call. Mike, Clyde referring to the 8 a.m. repeating of the next 6 a.m. And we do a repeat here on Central Time. Our 3 o'clock live repeats at 5. Clyde, wondering why we do that instead of airing something different.
Sure. A couple of things. One is that the pandemic has certainly required us in working to preserve service and do it with a very extended set of technologies to try to keep us all on the air. We really needed to be able to give a bit of a rest to our team in the mornings, because doing all 3 hours is really, with some of them working from home and all kinds of other things, really stretching them beyond their limits. So it's a temporary thing. We hope as we start to climb out of pandemic world that we can get back to doing 3 hours in the mornings. So that's part one. Part two is that, Clyde, I think you and I and some of us around the state and within public radio listen to a lot, but the statistics keep telling us that there are a lot of people who don't encounter most of what we broadcast. Now, I know that seems crazy, right? But that does seem to be the case. And so what we like to think of is that some repeating of important programs, and that would certainly apply to all that we're doing here locally on the Ideas Network, are things that we like to repeat. And it's always a resource question. If I could do live 24/7, Rob, I'd love to, but that would be quite a lot more than we have the resources to do.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go now to Jeff with us in Racine. Jeff, hi.
Hi, Rob and Mike.
Hey.
As a sustaining member, I appreciate that you need to have pledge drives. And I know that our Wisconsin-based programs work on, doing the pledge, ask. But I'm wondering if there's something you can do differently with the nationally syndicated programs like 1A and On Point and things like that. It seems that right when they're getting into something I'm really interested in, the last 10 minutes or whatever are cut off, so that you can, your local people can do the pledge drive. I'm wondering if you could kind of rearrange that somehow so that during these nationally syndicated programs, you don't cut into the program as much.
Jeff, that's the call.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I'm certainly open to folks' suggestions about how we could accomplish that. The challenge that every station faces when they're broadcasting the national shows, including our other network, is that if you're going to be doing the member drive, you're going to be cutting out things that some people will really wish they could hear. And it doesn't feel particularly satisfactory, Jeff, I know, to say, well, you could catch it online later, but that seems to be the best option. And the way that public radio shows are structured, including ours, is so that local stations can get in and out successfully. But yeah, you know, we haven't found a better way to reach people than the member drives, and that's why we keep doing them. It's a big deal.
We're picking up our talk about all things WPR with Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the May edition of Mondays with Mike. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. Call it with your questions about why we do what we do, your thoughts, things you like, things you don't. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's go back to your calls now. Tony is with us in Egg Harbor. Tony, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think there's a real gold mine sitting right underneath everybody's nose with Frederica Freiberg, and I think she should be brought over to the radio side for a, like a Terry Gross, All Things Considered kind of show that I think could be syndicated. And I think with her quality of interviewing, I think it would really bring a lot to WPR. And it would be what Ira Glass has been to Chicago. I think it would really put WPR out there on a national scene.
Tony, thanks a lot for that call. Mike, I don't think either of us going to argue with Tony. We like Fred.
Oh, yeah. Frederica is just, she's incredibly skilled. Some people who might not know who that is, though, that Frederica is on Wisconsin Public Television. She's the host of Here and Now. And that is on Friday evenings and has some repeats over the course of the weekend. And she's a terrific journalist. And some people may not know, Rob, but Frederica used to be on WPR. And so tempting her back is a very interesting idea, Tony. I'm not sure we'd be able to do that, in part because she's actually now part of the leadership of public television. She's essentially runs the whole news effort and partners with us all the time mm-hmm. in covering things that we like to cover across radio, television, and the web. But I bet she would love to hear just how much you are impressed with her work. And so thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah, I can't speak for Fred, but I think she prefers doing TV to radio, which was alien to me, Mike, because on TV, people can see you. And
yeah,
I very
right.
much prefer radio for that exact reason.
A lot of us radio people will joke about ourselves that we have a great face for radio.
Exactly. And, Tony, thanks a lot for that call and suggestion. I'll make sure we pass that on to Frederica, though.
Yeah.
Let's go next to Karen in New Berlin. Karen, hi.
Hi. I am wondering about when I'm listening to different programs, I will sometimes hear about the Public Radio Exchange. I think that's PRX and PRI. And then, of course, there's NPR and WPR. How do all of those different organizations work together? Who are they? How do they fund? What are they all doing?
Yeah, Karen, thanks. That's a great question, Mike. Alphabet soup here at Public Radio.
I was just about to say that, Rob. That's right. So,
sorry.
The original national, founded 50 years ago, as we were talking about just a little while ago, NPR is a membership organization, meaning that stations pay them for the opportunity to broadcast the shows. And of course, there's other things like the underwriting that you hear that build up all of the funds needed for NPR. And then over the years, other organizations that wanted to put things on the radio around the country arose. The first one I remember that was a big deal, there were others, but American Public Radio, which later became PRI. And they were the ones that, because NPR wasn't interested in things like Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion, they started offering that to stations. Things have evolved an awful lot. PRX, Public Radio Exchange, is much newer and they're kind of more internet-based. They do a lot of podcasts and things like that, but they do also act as a distributor. and PRI was absorbed into PRX through a purchase arrangement. Working together varies. Sometimes we work really well together. Sometimes not as much, because sometimes people get competitive with each other. But I would say that wherever you're talking about in public radio, that the general spirit of what we're trying to do, to seek the truth, to surface voices that may not have otherwise been heard and all of that, that's on all of our lists.
Karen, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go to Chuck now in Lake Wissota. Chuck, hi.
Good afternoon. A couple of callers ago, you had a gentleman who was talking about losing the ends of a national program because of the member drives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My suggestion would be consider packaging that last time that you're cutting off and make it available on your webpage, either like a podcast or something that we can go there and click on and get the remaining portion of that particular program.
Also kind of like an emergency in case you missed it.
Well,
and you don't have to dig through the whole show. Yeah, that's interesting. Mike, a little labor there, but what do you think?
Yeah, actually a lot of labor, unfortunately. I love the idea, Chuck, but I'd say that we would be duplicating the work of each of those shows, which as a rule do post their complete shows online at their, you know, their particular website, like, you know, the1a.org for 1A is an example of that. And we do provide links to all of those at WPR.org, so it's certainly worth looking up the schedules page and finding those links. But it would be yet another burden. Our gang is already very heavily dealing with just archiving our own stuff, much less adding that other opportunity. But keep thinking, folks. Chuck has an interesting idea, and you might too.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't come up with a perfect solution. Maybe you can. 800-642-1234. Time for another caller or two. Kenny is with us in Nakusa. Kenny, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kenny. What did you want to bring up?
Well, it's about the old-time radio series. I'm a senior myself, and there's a lot of the seniors at the senior center locally that are really disappointed in losing that. And I think it's a shame, because what has replaced it is not anything like what we want to hear. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of jumping around from subject to subject. A lot of seniors aren't interested in that. So what we've done on a Saturday and Sunday night, either or, we play cards or we play games or we just visit, if it's by phone or not. So really, you've lost some customers, I would say, because a lot of unhappy seniors out there, and I don't think it's very fair.
Thanks a lot for that call, Mike. I know there's been a lot of concern about that decision.
Yes, there has, and I understand the concern, and as we've explained here on the Mondays with Mike segment a few times, we just reached a point where we thought that the efforts we were taking to try to remove things that were racially or other kinds of offensive. It was a tremendous burden to try to do that and yet leave the old-time radio dramas more or less intact. And so our decision was that those are available elsewhere for those who would like to listen. And that I'd say PRX Remix is there in part because we needed something that covered a lot of hours and that had some potentially really interesting content. But I do take to heart that that's not satisfying listeners that really do miss old-time radio drama.
Thanks a lot for that call. Time for one more quick call. Ricardo is with us in Madison. Ricardo, hi. Oop. Sounds like we just lost Ricardo. Sure. Okay, thanks. Oh. We'll try again next time, Ricardo. Mike, real quick, some awards for our news department.
A lot of awards. I happen to have the pleasure of being at the Wisconsin Broadcasting Awards presentation, where we had a number of different projects and shows from our WPR regions. And the most recent news was from the Murrow Awards, which are very prestigious. And we heard five different awards for that. And it looks to me like we don't have time to list them, But we're very proud of our news and our production teams.
Mike, thanks for joining us again.
You bet.
That's WPR director Mike Crane. He joins us every month on one of our talk shows on the Ideas Network. You can contact Audience Services anytime at 800-747-7444 with your questions or concerns.